I'll be in Los Angeles all next week, where we will bring you special versions of the Morning Buzzcast from the CAA World Congress of Sports. Look forward to seeing so many of you there. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, April 12th. Good morning, I'm Abe Madcore. A big, big day on Thursday for New York City Football Club and the City Football Group, as their plan for a stadium project at Willets Point appears set to officially move forward after it was approved by a New York City Council on Thursday. This is significant, as it's a proposed $780 million facility for the MLS club. It's across the street from Citi Field. It has long been in planning and in the works, and now work on the stadium will likely begin by the fall. Now, the stadium is designed by HOK. It will be built by Turner Construction. It will be privately financed. Now, sustainability is at the center of the stadium's design and operation. The stadium will be all electric. It'll also include affordable housing right next to the stadium with 2,500 units. So the facility itself is 25,000 seats. It's expected to open in 2027. And again, it's part of a 23-acre mixed-use development that will include a new school, a hotel, restaurants, retail. And so this is a big project. And NYCFC has played matches in its first 11 years of existence all over New York. Yankee Stadium, Citi Field, Red Bull Arena. Now they will have a home of their own, and it will be New York City's first venue dedicated to MLS and pro soccer. The complex will be right next to Citi Field and the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. There is still talk of Steve Cohen building a casino on the grounds as well. So this will be a very significant development, and it's part of a big step forward for NYCFC. Like I said, many years in the making, and it just continues the building boom that we talk about so much on the Buzzcast. You know who won my week? I mentioned it earlier. It was Val Ackerman, because yes, we know it's all about college football these days, but you have to give the Big East credit. The Big East has put itself in a good position amid all the upheaval in college sports. And I believe a lot of that comes down to the effectiveness of Ackerman, who rarely gets enough credit for keeping a basketball-focused conference in the national conversation. But she's a main reason why the conference is progressing on a new media deal with Fox Sports and CBS. That's according to my friend John Aran. But just think about it. The Big East almost has to be perfect on the hardwood to stay relevant. And they did that, as UConn repeating as men's champions means that four of the last eight men's tournament champions came from the Big East. It's also noteworthy that the Big East won the NIT this year thanks to Seton Hall. So Ackerman's job, though, is not finished. She needs to keep UConn from being lured to another conference. She needs Creighton and Marquette to stay competitive in basketball. What she really needs is Georgetown and Villanova to reclaim past glory. But despite all the upheaval in college sports, Ackerman has steered the Big East into a good place, and not many may have made that bet a few years ago. You know, we talked about how the Coyotes are possibly relocating to Salt Lake City and how Ryan Smith really wants to build up the image of Utah around sports. Well, he's not alone. For the second time in more than a month, Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta has stated his interest in bringing an NHL team to Houston. Fertitta told CNBC that he's working on getting an NHL team for the Toyota Center and that he would also consider bringing back the WNBA to Houston. Remember, the city has not had a W team since the Comets left in 2008. So if the Coyotes do go to Salt Lake City, then it would seem that an expansion franchise might be the route that Fertitta would have to go to land an NHL team. And the NHL has made no firm commitment on any timeline for expansion. But the bottom line, there are plenty of markets eager for an NHL team, and that's a position Gary Bettman loves to be in. In one of the more interesting stories I saw yesterday, and I know many Northwestern grads in the sports business, so they'll be interested to know this, the school's football team, Northwestern's football team, will play most of its home games for the next two seasons at a temporary stadium yet to be constructed. It will be constructed around the school's magnificent athletics facility as it awaits construction of the new Ryan Field. So while they're building the new Ryan Field, they're going to build a temporary facility, which is right next to the athletics facility, which I said is amazing. So this facility will also feature soccer and lacrosse in addition to football. It will seat up to 15,000 fans. Northwestern is also in talks about potentially playing football games at other Chicago area sports venues. Now, construction on the temporary facility will start this summer and it will be open for the next two football seasons. So why do I find this interesting? Well, rarely do you see a temporary solution around a facility and around a sport like we're seeing at Northwestern. And we really haven't seen any cost estimate for the temporary facility. And we're not really sure about the future use of this facility after Ryan Field or the new Ryan Field gets open. So I think it's a very novel approach by Northwestern here. Temporary facility for football, soccer, lacrosse, and then eventually the new Ryan Field will open for Northwestern football. And staying and ending with college sports, I'm looking forward to seeing retiring American Athletic Conference Commissioner Mike Oresko next week as we honor him with a Champions Award at the CAA World Congress of Sports. Oresko will be replaced in June by longtime sports executive Tim Pernetti. You know, it's interesting that Tim Pernetti has a similar background to Mike Oresko with a healthy mix of media experience. Pernetti was at CSTV. He was at ABC Sports. Pernetti played football at Rutgers. He was their athletic director for 4 years. And most recently, he has been running the IMG Academy in Florida. Now, he was a finalist for the Big 12 commissioner post, and his hiring is consistent with the recent commissioner hires who have not been lifelong executives in college sports, but have a diverse mix of sports business experience. Now, I've known Tim Pernetti for years, and so I wasn't surprised to hear him use his introductory press conference on Thursday and talk about being aggressive and taking some big swings and even be a bit disruptive as he looks to elevate the American Athletic Conference brand. Now, we know the conference has gone through significant realignment, but he said nothing is off the table when it comes to adding more members. He also pointed to private equity in college athletics as an opportunity, and he called it inevitable that we will see private equity invest in sports. And he believes the conference has an opportunity to be proactive, disruptive, and maximize every opportunity in front of them. So, as he said it, it seems that nothing is off the table, and I believe Tim Pernetti will be aggressive in the same vein as Brett Yormark has been at the Big 12. So Tim Pernetti taking over the American Athletic Conference in June for the retiring Mike Oresko. And so that is your Morning Buzzcast for Friday, April 12th. I'm Abe Madcore. Thanks for listening to the Buzzcast. Like I said, we'll bring you the Buzzcast all week next week from Los Angeles. Until I speak to you Monday, stay healthy, be good to each other, and have a good weekend.